Can we talk pandemic stimulus piece by piece? I'm David Brancaccio. Stock indicators are pointing upward this morning after President Trump appeared to reopen negotiations on pandemic stimulus after closing them off a few hours earlier. Now the presidential tweets are calling for stimulus not as a sweeping package, but piecemeal for small businesses, for airlines, and $1,200 stimulus checks. The Dow in early trading is up 326 points, 1.2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ are also each up 1.2%. Not clear if Congress will go along with this approach. We're likely to see more volatility depending on the political winds in the coming days. It'll be next week with hard corporate results starting to come in that might ground some of these investment decisions. Susan Schmidt is head of equities at Aviva Investors.
Well, don't forget that earnings are about to start, and particularly those earnings from the big banks. We get a lot of good commentary about the economy from bank management teams when that happens. Right now, the market likes things that are concrete and would welcome comments that are concrete. And so anything that they hear from those management teams is going to be a positive, helping the markets figure out how the economy is going to fare and how things will evolve.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors in Chicago. 15 months in the making, a new congressional report on big tech companies concludes it's time to break them up while beefing up antitrust laws. Republicans agree on many of the findings, but not on all the remedies proposed. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The House report calls for the biggest changes in decades in how the government regulates and prevents monopolies. Democrats say Google, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook have abused their market dominance and may need to be broken up, as well as new rules imposed to make it more difficult for them to acquire other businesses. Chris Sagers of Cleveland State University, who has written extensively about antitrust law, says the House has illustrated that existing regulatory frameworks are not keeping up with the digital revolution.
If legislation does in fact occur as a result of this report, that will make the report one of the more significant moments in a long time.
But that's a big if. Some House Republicans agreed with the report's findings, but said regulators should take a targeted approach, employing existing antitrust laws. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Facebook will remove accounts dedicated to QAnon, an affinity group that traffics in conspiracy theories divorced from reality. Instagram as well. Here's Mariana Spring, disinformation reporter with our editorial partner, the BBC.
They'd previously announced in August that they were going to remove groups and pages that were threatening violence or some kind of immediate direct harm. But now they've concluded that the conspiracy theorists in themselves do that with the political disinformation that they promote more widely about all subjects ranging from coronavirus to the US election.
Individuals are still allowed to post about QAnon.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Federal drug safety regulators have gone ahead with stricter rules for approving coronavirus vaccines, a move the White House had opposed. The tougher safety rules mean vaccines are not likely to be approved ahead of the election, and we continue our focus on the massive global challenge of distributing vaccines if and when they are approved. How does it get there? In many cases, by airplane. Julian Such is head of the Sky Cargo Pharmaceutical Division for Emirates Airline, which is working on plans to help get vaccine delivered under the special conditions that may be needed. Welcome.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is going to take a lot of planes. You have some of them. Are there enough?
There is a fair amount of capacity in the market, right? But I mean, there are lots of variables that have happened recently with COVID. And of course, all airlines had to ground their aircraft fleets. A large proportion of global air freight is carried in the belly of passenger aircrafts. But I think it's all about priorities. So when we saw the rush of PPE equipment moving all over the world, hopefully, I think the answer is yes, there will be capacity, but I think it's very much key that a focus is put on moving this capacity.
Now, your people have expertise in not just moving produce and other cargo, but specifically medicines, but also medicines that need some refrigeration, minus 5 Celsius, 23 degrees Fahrenheit. But what if some of these vaccines need super cold refrigeration, like dry ice temperature, minus 80 Celsius? That's a special challenge.
Right. And some of the manufacturers out there have come to us and come out to the world to say that they're going to have to move deep frozen. Now, when you move deep frozen, there are a lot more complexities to that. But agreed, dry ice is what is needed. And if you go super deep frozen, you need large quantities of dry ice. So aircraft also have dry ice limitations, right? So dry ice is classified as a dangerous good. And as per, you know, Boeing or Airbus or the manufacturers and our engineering teams basically come out with the allowance on the aircraft. So there are going to be some difficulties in moving, let's say, singular large volumes of dry ice on the aircraft.
I mean, we live in a time, right, where there are restrictions limiting the spread of coronavirus, which could add friction at international borders. Are there efforts to reduce the chances that these could get in the way of you moving vaccines?
I think what's going to be different with these vaccines is that, you know, predominantly these move from shippers to consignees, distributors, etc. But this is very much going to be controlled by governments, as far as I'm aware. So our position as the airline is to make sure we keep these vaccines at the right temperature, moving the volumes that are needed from the manufacturing sites to wherever they are going to.
Julian Such, he's head of Emirates Sky Cargo's pharmaceutical division. Thank you for this.
Absolute pleasure. Good to speak to you.
Our coverage, Fast Track, the grand challenge of vaccinating the world against COVID-19, is accumulating at marketplace.org. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.